15 minutes before 1 o'clock, you're with the Xolani Gwala Show on Radio 702 and Cape Talk. Now, remember in December, Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Justice decided to hold off on an investigation into Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane's fitness to hold office, leading the DA to accuse it of failing in its oversight duty. Now, that Justice Committee has been sitting today, and let's welcome DA Chief Whip John Steenhuisen. Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Steenhuisen. Have you heard anything from that committee, and what is it expected to deal with? Is it still dealing with that response from the Public Protector on why she should actually not leave office?
Good afternoon to you, Clement, and good afternoon to the listeners. It's great to be with you today. Well, I'm not sure exactly what the committee is deliberating on today, because they expressed themselves quite explicitly during the end of last year, and the fact that they were going to dismiss my complaint. So I imagine what's today is just a formalization of that. But obviously, as you said, and at the time, I regarded that as a dereliction of duty. I think that Parliament has failed in its duty not to conduct an inquiry into the fitness of the Public Protector to hold office. It's not saying she should be removed, but I think that Parliament should at the very least have a full and proper inquiry into the fitness to hold office, given the gravity of the findings of various courts against the Public Protector.
Mm. So where is that inquiry at now? So are they still waiting for that ruling on the Vrede Dairy Farm in the Free State, because there was an application to have Mkhwebane's report on that matter declared unconstitutional and set aside. And as I remember, they had wanted to see what the ruling could be before they could continue with that process.
Yeah. My understanding is that they were going to dismiss the application that we had made for the inquiry. And this relates to matters outside of the Vrede Dairy case, actually. These were comments made by Judge Murphy and others in various judgments, which had essentially found the Public Protector failed in even the most basic duties and responsibilities, and had got the law, even the most basic principles, particularly of a separation of power, completely wrong. This had obviously called into question her competence and ability to perform the task. It related to, you may recall, her instruction to Parliament to amend the constitution to govern the Reserve Bank mandate.
All right. Look, thank you so much for that quick update. DA Chief Whip John Steenhuisen.